what we call it.
You know when you
and
you
we'd get always
a bone that
say the one got
pulley bone.
Short.
That's what we call it. And we'd always say the one that got the shortest end. When the two people, you know, they'd get a hold out and one, and they would pull. That's why we call it pulley bone. And when it got the shortest end, to be married first. Or if we were married, the one gets the shortest end, their wish will come true. Silly things like that.
Did you have a name for that?
That's my favorite piece of chicken.
That's the white meat, isn't it?
It is.
Did you have a name for the short end or the long end?
No, we didn't have any name for it.
Okay. And what would you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat? The
gizzard and the liver.
Uh-huh. Would you have a general name for them?
And the heart.
Not that I know of. Okay. The gizzard and the liver.
Okay.
And the heart.
The part of the pig or calf?
I think
the inside part that you eat.
And the liver and the... I think some people eat the kidneys.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like the kidneys, but some people do. We didn't cook the kidneys. And we cook the heart and the liver. But we didn't, any of us, like the kidneys.
I've heard of liver and lice.
Oh, the lungs, that's the lice. No, we didn't use the lungs.
Now,
gave the kidneys and the lungs to the dogs. Now, did you ever hear chitlins? That's the entrails. Some people, of course, that's the guts. They take these and they... I think it's the inside of the entrails that they get out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've never seen it fixed, but they clean them up somehow or another. And they fry them, and lots of people eat them, especially colored people. There's a colored family there in Lawrenceburg. My brother, was a lawyer, they knew that he liked chitlins. And every time they had chitlins, they'd invite him over to eat dinner with them. And he always went because he liked them. But we didn't fix them here at home. Wasn't anybody going to fool with a bunch of guts? Entrails. No, sir. I wouldn't have eaten a bite out of them just thinking about them.
Say if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say that it was...
time to feed.
Okay. Would you call that chore time or feeding time?
Chore time.
Well, it'd be called either one. Time to get your chores done.
Okay. And how do you call a cow?
Suck.
Go ahead and do it.
They seen you what that meant.
Okay.
Didn't have to call her though, really. Because you know, animals can get used to a time of day, and they know when milking time is, and they know when feeding time is. And you don't have to call them. If you're regular with them,
yeah,
you have to be regular with them, or they won't know, and then you have to call them.
What about calling a calf?
I don't know that I ever called one. What would you say?
Would you do it the same way, or would you do it
like... just don't call them.
Okay.
You don't have to do anything with the youngsters except they come when you milk.
Mm-hmm.